You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with super entrepreneur Jana Webb, the founder of the training program Joga. As a skilled yoga practitioner, Jana did her teacher training in Tokyo, Japan. Her training is rooted from a style of yoga that looks at individual anatomy and structure, and based on those observations, specific postures and breath patterns are prescribed, adhering to the needs and demands of the individual. Jana, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, let's start with this question. What is Joga versus yoga?
Well, Joga is a system of yoga that originally stemmed from yoga for jocks. So a system of fitness designed specifically for athletes and athletic movement. So it's actually a system. So it's regimented, it's segmented, and it's the same system every single time. So athletes who are generally results-based can do the sequence and benchmark their success in terms of strength and flexibility. And really the program was designed on observation as I was working with different clients and different movement abilities and patterns. Yoga, traditional yoga postures, which are designed for more Eastern, Asian kind of philosophies and structural in terms of how we are as human beings, didn't really work so well for the typical North American, let alone the typical athlete. So we basically started to fine-tune movements and started to cadence or emulate movements from sports. And then I started to design movements that basically, consisted of movement patterns that made sense to the athlete and breathing patterns that made sense to the athletic mind.
How did you start your ambassador program?
So the ambassador program started. So Joga is a sequence, and it's the same thing every time. And the reason I designed it like that originally was because I wanted it to be something that the athletes could take with them on the road, because we're not always accessible as yoga teachers. And I thought, well, this was a great way they could take the program. Once they've learned it once they'd be able to implement it into any kind of training program that they're currently doing, either off season or in season. And then once we started to get all the success, myself with the Joga program and working with professional sports team, there became this huge demand for what I was doing. And I was like, hey, I need some help here. So I started to think about a certification program and how I could take people who are actually working in the niche market of sports and or yoga teachers that were interested in maybe working with sports and design a certification and basically create jobs for people in the business that I'm in. So that's kind of how the ambassador program started. And overall, at this point, we're having huge success with it. And as a mandate, as mine is my business and my vision of my business, was always to be able to create jobs for people. Because what I learned was, you become a yoga teacher and you have this certification, you're excited, you go out into the workforce and there's no yoga teaching job. So very early on when I got my own certification and I kind of went through these trials and errors, I was like, one day I'm going to make this easier for people who really want to actually help people and heal people and create jobs for them. And it helps having a niche market and the program to be able to do that.
How did you gain enough media experience to make regular TV appearances on CBC, Stephen and Chris?
Well, this goes back, my roots are actually in performing and performance art. I'm actually trained as an on-camera personnel. I used to work in media and host TV shows. But prior to that, the advice was given to me, get as much exposure and as much experience as you possibly can. Any opportunity for either a print media and or an opportunity to be behind camera is an opportunity to refine your skill, right? So my advice is any media opportunity that you can get your hands on is to exploit those opportunities and use them as tools or use it as a platform to refine your skills.
Good advice. I like that. We are joined by super entrepreneur Jana Webb, the founder of the training program Joga, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jana, what is the biggest lesson you've learned as an entrepreneur that you wish you knew when you first started your business?
Well, I sure wish I was a lawyer and an accountant. I think what I've learned most is that what we do as healers and what we do as health and wellness practitioners is to definitely set a value on that. We always tend to offer our services for free because our passion is to help people, but to create a value for your business and to surround yourself and to hire people that are smarter than you in the things that you're not maybe so good at. Example for me, it's accounting and doing all the back end of the business that isn't my skill set. It's just to always surround yourself with people who know more than you in the parts of the business that you're admittedly not so great at, and also be able to use your network and your center of influences strategically, and not to exploit them, but to make sure that you're, you know, building relationships, managing them and leveraging them to the best of your ability.
What is your vision on how your company will grow this year?
This year, our goal is to have 300 working Joga ambassadors across Canada. So we're facilitating ambassador programs at every major city across Canada, and also to be able to help educate these ambassadors on how to become successful and give them different tools to be able to go out there and get business on their own and be able to make more money as a person who works in health and wellness. And the other main goal for our company this year is to actually launch into the United States and hit the main markets in the Miami and New York and LA, and to make this more of a North America kind of movement and awareness, and just latch onto some more professional teams, college teams in the States. The program is helping, you know, so many people and in terms of injury and making people healthier, not just professional athletes, but just regular people who are active and want to stay healthy, that the mission is to, you know, spread this awareness and help as many people as we possibly can get our hands on.
Where can our listeners connect with you online and also to get more information about Joga with Jana?
So our website exactly is www.joga, J-O-G-A, with W-I-T-H, Jana, J-A-N-A.com.
Perfect. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy or fit?
Today, healthy or fit, I always just say wake up every morning and decide something that you're going to do that's actually going to make your body feel better. So whether it's walking, whether it's hanging out with good friends and laughing, whether it's just eating something that makes you feel good, whether it's going outside and getting some sunshine on your face, I always say start with baby steps, right? And start to acknowledge the things that make you feel good and the people that make you feel good. Because when we're feeling good, we tend to do things that are better for our body and our mind.
Certainly appreciate you stopping by. We've been speaking with super entrepreneur Jana Webb, the founder of the training program Joga. And once again, the website of reference is jogawithjana.com. Jana, thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And you too. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.